Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. It's Double T. Winter camp is starting soon for the Rock and Roll Institute. Their big winter camp show is on January 2nd at the Hard Rock Live inside the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. This is going to be an awesome experience for fans and campers and counselors and the whole works. And I got Jessica with me. Jessica, tell me about your responsibility at the camp and what part you are.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Jessica. I actually went to the camp as a kid. I've been with it since its inception, and I'm the executive director, so I run the thing.
Wow. Yeah. So you started out as a camper.
Yep.
And now you run it.
Yeah. I'd venture to say that nobody knows it like I do because I've seen every single job that can be done on all ends of the spectrum. I started off as a little kid who could literally barely hold her guitar. And then here I am, like, running spreadsheets and trying to figure out what a 1099 is and all that stuff that I never thought I'd do in my whole life. But I'm fortunate to have a really large and really involved team to help me do all the things that I still don't know how to do or don't want to do.
So where did you come in as a camper compared to when it started, when Rock and Roll Institute started?
So the first year was 2004.
Okay.
And at the time, I had just started taking lessons. I started taking lessons when I was 8. And I had a wonderful guitar teacher. His name was Ed Doolian.
He
became involved the second year of its inception.
Okay.
And he told me about it. And then I started and I literally never left. My parents and my grandparents I was very fortunate that they were able to send me to every week possible. And then I had some gap years in college. You know, I went off, I got a job. And then I came back once we transitioned into being a nonprofit, started getting involved. And it's funny because I'm a public school teacher. I teach music. And you'd think I'd be a really good instructor.
Sure.
But I found I was so much more suited to the registration side, the overall, ordering the food and stuff like that. So I kind of wiggled my way in. And then all of a sudden, everyone was like, wow. How about you just run it because you seem to like it and know what you're doing. And it's the best job in the world. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
See, because, you know, a lot of musicians I know aren't the most organized. It's why they're musicians. You know?
We were founded by a lot of creative men and I love them. I owe them my whole life. But they don't know what a Google Sheet is, you know? And I'm like, actually, I could probably do the organizational side. You know, that's one thing. We have people who want to, they come in and they're like, you know, I'd like to instruct, I'd like to help. And we like to say, just come in and see where you fit.
Right.
Case in point, we have Rob Bradley, who is a fantastic guitar player in the area, and he was going to come instruct for us. Well, day one, he just kind of started fixing everything that was broken. Like, oh, can you change this string? Can you, you know, tighten this knob? And now he is a full-time, he and Carl, we have two instructors. All they do is fix stuff that breaks. So kids, we get them strap locks, or if we have an amp that whose tubes are decimated, we go through it completely free to the kid and they just fix it all. So we like to say, you know, there's so many, we're trying to build this this program where we have so many people under this tent helping in whatever way they can, and that seems to work really well for us and for the community.
Talk about the evolution of this camp and when you started as a camper and to what it's become now, because this thing is awesome.
Yeah, and it's so when I was a camper, there were 2 weeks in the summer, and now we're at 4 weeks in the summer and then 1 week in the winter, which everyone thought winter camp wasn't going to work because it's like, oh, it's break time.
Right.
And, you know, as a teacher who then doesn't get a break, you'd think it'd be hard for me to, but it's just a completely different environment. Like we have kids, we thought like, oh, are they going to want to come on their break? They're like at home, they're relaxing. But we have more kids this week than we've ever had. I think I have 72 kids enrolled right
now.
Yeah, and that's some of them who, if you're listening right now, you still have to fill out your registration form officially. But it's funny because it's, you know, we have parents that they'll send me a message like, hey, I want to warn you about my child. They have ADHD, ODD. They're giving their teachers a run for their money. And I've always been privileged to say, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see that.
Right.
You know, we have very few behavior problems because it's such a different environment. And that's how it's always been. We've never really had any issues because the model has pretty much stayed relatively the same from day to day. They're so busy. They're so involved. You know, their music is one of the few things you can do where you're using your whole brain.
Sure.
And so they don't have time. They don't have time to mess around. They've got band practice.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the campers too, about, you know, I'm sure it started out a lot of boys. coming to camp. And and where is it now? Where did it start and where is it now bringing in the girls?
Yeah, so when I was a camper in 2004, 2005, we had five or six that would regularly come. I remember we could all fit at the same lunch table and it would just be us. And then I remember when our first female instructors were added, we had Kelly Stewart and Holland Zander. And I remember me and Anna Pierce went into the bathroom and cried because we were like, oh my gosh, there's girls here. Like there's women we can look up to.
Sure.
Like this is insane. And now I'm proud to say we're hovering around 48% to 49% girl enrollment, which is incredible to see, you know, that how that many more girls are comfortable and that like punk isn't dead.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for young women. It really gives young women a fantastic outlet in order to be who they want to be unapologetically on the stage.
Right. And how about the ages of the campers when they start and how long they can be a part of it?
So we go from 12 through 20. We used to be 12 through 18, but we noticed kind of a need in the community to raise that age because there's not a whole lot of places to play that you can physically get into your own show if you're under 21. And we do let them in early every once in a while. Case in point here, Georgia, who now, after is your third year, is officially able to come to camp.
I love that. Well, you mentioned Georgia, so let's talk to Georgia a little bit. So, Georgia, what got you interested in the Rock and Roll Institute?
Well, I take lessons from Mickey Rosenquist, and he kind of told me about it and told me to audition for a scholarship to see if I could get in early, and it worked. And I was really nervous at first because I was, like, everyone around me was older than me, so I kind of felt like I was different than everyone
else, I guess.
Sure,
of course, yeah.
And after the first week and, like, the first day, I was so excited. It was such a fun experience, and I love doing it every year.
What's the experience done for you in your life?
Well, it's given me a lot more knowledge on how to play my instruments, how to use my voice. And it's also given me, like, opportunities to, I guess, increase my stage presence. So I used to be really nervous on stage, and now I love dancing around with everyone. And I guess I'm just a lot more confident when it comes to it, yeah.
So what have you done at camp, the different instruments and things?
Well, I started, my first week I was piano, because that's what I took lessons on. And then I started singing, because I just really loved being, like, the front at the stage and dancing around with everyone and interacting with the crowd. And then I met someone named Lily. I was in a band with her, and she's an amazing bassist. So she inspired me to start playing bass, and I took lessons, and that's what I did third week and I think 1 week last year. So I do vocals, piano, and bass.
See, that's awesome. And now, is music something you want to pursue? Or is this something that you're just doing for fun?
I would love to pursue music. If that became my future, I would be, like, amazing. I'm so happy.
What do you say to kids out there that are nervous about coming to a camp like this, especially if they don't know anybody?
It's so welcoming. Everyone there, like, even if you don't know them, they're going to make you feel like you've known them forever. And even if you don't have the same musical interests, you get to tell each other those interests, and then both of your, like, musical minds, I guess, just expanded, and you have more that you can fall in love with, I guess. And then you might not have the confidence to be on that stage and, like, look around and everything, see everyone around you, but it's just so fun. I was really nervous my first week, and now I love it so much.
How is it playing the show at the end of the week? Form the band on Monday, play the show on Friday, which I love, by the way. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But we talk a little bit about that challenge of learning three songs in a week with a band that you've never played with before.
Yeah, well, there are definitely some challenges sometimes that come into play, like your vocalist might be having some difficulties with one of your songs, so you have to cut it, and maybe you'll do two songs. But either way, you're going to have so much fun. And if you mess up a little bit, it's 1 week, and the experience is what matters. And Yeah, it's just, it's so fun.
It's rock and roll. There's supposed to be mistakes. It's not supposed to be perfect. How is the process of picking out the songs that you want to play?
Well, some of your suggestions might get shot down because someone doesn't have the right skill level or they just don't like that music. And that's totally fine because you do have to make compromises. And that's one thing you learn, too. You have to make compromises with the people around you in order for everyone. And not all your choices are going to get picked. And some of your choices might not even get, like, none of your choices might not get picked. But you still get, like, everyone just has to compromise and come together in a way where you might not be happy, but you got to meet everyone and you're still playing music.
Right.
So, yeah.
Jessica, you have these situations with these kids, and obviously they're learning how to play songs and play music, but there's a lot more to it. You're learning about life and things, too.
Oh, 1,000%. I like to tell new parents that their child will do more compromising Monday morning than the entire school year. it's a lot. It's you know, when we group the kids, we thought we were going to kind of group them based on age, and that turned out to go completely out the window. It's based on musical preferences. So like one year we had little guy, and I'm not going to say his name on air. He's 11.
Okay.
And he was in a band with all these like 18, 19 year old metal kids.
Yeah.
And they're huge. And I thought, oh no, his mom's going to kill me. And then it turned out he now takes lessons from one of the guitarists that were in his band because they all got along so well. And so it's honestly, it's a lot of compromising. And, you know, one thing about the Rock and Roll Institute is, you know, everybody talks about the confidence on the stage and how you're getting the confidence from the audience because, you know, they're still really cute too. They can mess up and the audience is still going to cheer probably louder than they would have. But one really cool thing about the Rock and Roll Institute that a lot of people don't see because they're not behind the scenes is the confidence you get from the people you're surrounded by that has nothing to do with the audience. You know, making that eye contact with somebody that's on the stage with you. Or like me, I'm 32. And the Rock and Roll Institute just like last month kind of re-upped me and my confidence. And, you know, because it's hard to run a nonprofit with so many moving parts and so many kids. And just the things that me and my staff get from it still, we're just still constantly all learning new things about each other. And so it's kind of like every week as a blueprint is the same, but every week you walk away with something completely different that you didn't know about yourself.
And what I love is the songs that the kids pick out to play. I mean, it's got to blow your mind sometimes.
It's incredible.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we had the band that wanted to do Crazy Train, and I was lucky enough that my office was in their band practice space, and I said, there's no way they're going to get it. And then all of a sudden, an hour later, they're up running it, and it better than any cover band I'd ever heard in my life. And, you know, these kids are fantastic, and they've got the time to dedicate to the craft, too. And, you know, by the time the concert happens on that Friday, I think, oh, my goodness, like, how did this happen? Like, they worked so hard to provide this, you know, three-hour piece of creative explosion that it's just wonderful to see. And it's heartwarming to see the kids, especially the ones who their parents think they have behavior problems. They just needed a different environment.
Right, right. And music's a good way to do that. For kids that and families that are interested in doing the camp, how's the best way to get involved and join up the camp?
So I would say this go around, the best way, if you're not already involved, would be to come see the show.
Okay.
Registration is actually full. Okay. I can't fit a single more child in my doors.
Great problem.
It was crazy. It filled up so quick, too. But if you go to our website, rockenrollinstitute.com, you can look, we got all kinds of information on there, but we have tickets to our next show too. And then when it comes to summertime, even if you think that maybe you can't afford it or maybe you're on the fence, reach out to me. You can observe for a day or we'll try to get you a scholarship to get in the doors and just kind of see how you like it. Because once the kids start, they rarely stop. Our return rate hovers around 87%. And that does not include the kids who can't come back, who are now instructors.
Right,
you know, so
right.
That's a whole other statistic that I'm not sure how to figure out. But once kids or people in general get involved with us, they tend to never leave.
I love that. I love that. Let's talk a little bit about the show.
Yeah.
January 2nd at the Hard Rock Live inside the Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
Yep.
People need to come to this, first of all. It's amazing.
It's a huge show.
But give some details about it and how people can get tickets and times and all that.
Yeah, yep. So doors are at 5, show starts at 6. The tickets are right on our website. If you're a registered camper, you get like a friends and family discount. And we like to say if anybody is having problems affording coming to the show, like tickets are $20. It's the holidays. If that's hard for your family, just go on our website and fill out the little information box and I'll figure out a way to get you there. We don't like to let any kind of socioeconomic status get in the way
of
involving our community. You know, because one thing about Rockford is it rocks. And everyone deserves to come and see it and be part of it. Even kids who aren't musicians. If you just want to come hang out, do something fun on a Friday night, you know, see a bunch of kids, just blow the roof off that place. I would highly recommend coming.
The technology in that theater is awesome, too.
Oh,
state of the art, everything. And, it's all ages. So, which isn't totally regular there at the Hard Rock. So they have a special entrance and everything. So that's awesome. Once again, what's the website for everybody?
It's www.rocknrollinstitute.com.
Jessica, thank you so much for coming in. Georgia, thank you so much. And good luck with camp this week.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
Awesome. Thank you. Go out and see them January 2nd at the Hard Rock Live. It's Rockford's home for Classic Rock 96.7 The Eagle.